we keep you in touch with what's going on. 600 WMT.
It is 7:43 right now. Broadcast Park, Doug Wagner with you. And the WMT Morning Show, 14 degrees outside, and it's a chilly one. But if you're looking for something to warm your heart, you can go to AuthenticStorytelling.net. It's where my next guest, Christoph Trapp, holds his blog. And the reason that it's really kind of heartwarming is because there was this situation surrounding the Ferguson protests, the quote hashtag Ferguson protests, up in Portland. And Christoph, good morning. Welcome to the WMT Morning Show. I'll sort of let you take the story from there if you want to.
Yeah, of course. So, of course, we all know by now about the incident in Ferguson, and the grand jury came back last week that there would not be an indictment against the police officer. So there have been lots of protests around the nation, lots of negative coverage, if you want to call it that, right? Mm-hmm. We see people protesting, people burning down buildings, stopping traffic on the interstate, that kind of thing. But then in Portland, Oregon, last week, this boy actually took out a sign and it said free hugs. So he went to a protest there. And this black boy ended up hugging with a white police sergeant. And it just happened that Johnny Nguyen, who is actually a freelance photographer, he was at this event, and he was just taking photos for himself. I assume he was going to publish them on his blog, maybe right. On his website. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. But, he said, I was just taking them for myself. And he was just hanging out at that scene. He was actually going to go take other photos and leave, but he saw this boy and he thought, maybe I'd hang out here for a while. And then, of course, a few moments later, the sergeant and the boy actually hugged, and he got a number of great shots of the scene, of the incident, and there was other people, like actually one of the photos that he took, the one that was widely circulated around the world, I've seen it on London newspapers, other places, but the one that he took, there was actually a woman in the background that took a photo with her smartphone. So other people, I'm sure, also took their own versions of the same heartwarming event.
It turns out to be one of those iconic things, and really, Christoph, that gets to the heart of what you talk about at AuthenticStorytelling.net, I think at least, is that storytelling can go beyond just words, either written or typed or spoken.
You know, and yes, and it's pictures, video, words, even just the way we verbally tell our stories to each other. But what I think makes that story so powerful is a combination. You know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words or something. Mm-hmm. But guess what? 1,000 words in the picture and then just maybe a few hundred more of the right words explaining the context. So when you actually read the story told through the mother's eyes and a couple comments from other people, it's just it's so much better than just seeing the photo by itself, right, and vice versa, just reading the story. Could you imagine reading the story without the picture? I mean, that wouldn't be nearly as powerful as well.
And this is the exact opposite of what I think a lot of the feelings from the protesters and the rioters have felt around the country. They feel a barrier between them and law enforcement, where it sounds like what happened is that this officer saw this kid wearing the hug me sign, and he came up and literally did, and this 12-year-old boy has had really a difficult time processing this entire event out of Ferguson.
Absolutely, and I think the takeaway really for all of us is keep taking photos. You know, mm-hmm. that story could not have been told had somebody not taken a photo.
Yeah.
Now, he's a photographer, but other people took photos too. So it's important that we document these kind of events and then we share them with everybody around us.
Now, keep telling stories. And I think that maybe the telling the stories is talking about a dialogue rather than just a monologue. And in reality, look, on Facebook, it's been so toxic for the past 6 months because of politics, because of the issue in Ferguson. Maybe finding a way to tell stories rather than just have soliloquies is a better
Absolutely.
Way to look at things. So AuthenticStorytelling.net, that's the website for the blog for Christoph Trapp. Thank you so much for joining us here, Christoph. Hope you have a good one. We'll be talking to you between now and Christmas, all right?
You bet. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Christoph Trapp, authenticstorytelling.net here on the WMT Morning Show.